CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, hi, honey. Where's your mother?
Upstairs packing.
Upstairs packing? She's been packing for 3 months. Isn't she ready?
I don't know. Mommy, Daddy's home.
Hi, dear.
Are you ready? I told you I'd be home from the office at 12 noon sharp, that we had 1 hour to get out to the airport.
All right. I'm ready. Come up and help me close this suitcase.
All right. Still got to call a taxi, you know.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. For Pete's sake. Not even dressed.
I just have to put my suit on and comb my hair and get all excited. I'll sit on that suitcase and see if it can close.
I still got to call a taxi. It'll take him 15 minutes to get out here.
It only takes 10 minutes or less to drive to the airport.
Look, we have got to make that plane now. As soon as we get into New York and I get you and Betsy to the hotel, I have to call the main office and...
We will make the plane. Close the suitcase. You start yelling at me, you'll get me all rattled, and I'll never get ready, I'll tell you that.
What the heck have you got in here, anyhow?
Everything. You said we could only take one suitcase. The cameras. Don't forget to get them off the closet shelf downstairs.
Yeah. Film. Did you buy film?
Yes, I bought film.
Oh, good.
Movie and still. Don't forget your light meter. Oh, dear, I just have a horrible feeling we're going to forget something vital.
Yeah, all right, that'll do it. Now, I'll put all the luggage in the front hall, and I call a taxi. Now, look, you will be ready, will you?
Yes, dear, in exactly 6 minutes. Stop worrying.
Yes.
Are you cutting your grass with an old-fashioned mower? Are you sweltering in the hot sun with a mower that requires constant repairs? Save time and your temper by getting a new Firestone 18-inch rotary power mower. Now on sale for only $29.99. with your old operating power mower. The big 2 1/4 horsepower engine has an instant action recoil starter, and the leaf mulcher is included at no extra cost. You can pay as little as $1.75 a week. So call and ask for a free demonstration, or go to your nearest Firestone dealer or store that features home supplies and see for yourself what an outstanding value the Firestone 18-inch rotary power mower is at only $29.99. And at Firestone, you can get many other lawn and garden supplies at low, low prices. You can buy on convenient budget terms or open a 30-day charge account if you desire at your nearest Firestone dealer or store.
Well, I guess we're all set.
Yeah, well, they said they'd send the taxi out right away, so we ought to be here any minute.
Well, it's... Sit down and relax.
Boy. Well, I guess we got everything. Your suitcase, mine, Betsy's, my briefcase. We got the cameras, the clothes pack.
We'll each carry our own clothes. Betsy, you carry yours.
I will, Mommy. And I'll carry this, too.
Yeah. What's in that?
I told you. I found that airline bag in the attic. She's carrying her own crayons and coloring books and jump rope, you know.
All that.
You check all the windows and doors?
Yeah, I did. They're all locked, also the garage. Now, look, make sure you got your passport.
I have it right here. Yeah, I'll check again.
Yeah.
I have mine and Aunt Effie's. Oh, I also have Betsy's. Believe it or not, one problem we don't have. I didn't tell you, Betsy's passport arrived in the noon mail.
Oh?
That's one thing we don't have to worry about, huh?
Well, we get here so soon. We only sent for it last Friday.
No, it arrived.
Well, what about the smallpox certificates? Now, look, make sure you have those now. Very important. We'll need those to get back into the country.
I've got them. They're right here.
All right. Well, look, give them all to me. See, I think I'd better... It'd be better if I keep all the passports. I'll put them in my briefcase, then we'll have them all in one place.
Yeah. Well, then don't lose your briefcase.
No, I'm not likely to. I got all my papers and things in it that I'm going to need in Europe. If I lose those, I'll really be in a spot.
Honestly, I just can't believe it yet. We're really on our way. I guess I won't really believe it, though, until we're on the boat.
Get on the boat.
Week from tomorrow, dear.
Yes, Daddy's got to see some people in New York, honey, on business. Oh, by the way, we may spend the weekend at a Mr. Henderson's home out in Connecticut.
Mr. Cranshaw is flying on to New York tomorrow, and he said that Mr. Henderson has invited all of us up to his house.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the vice presidents of the company.
Uh-huh. Well, that'll be fun. I hope Mrs. Henderson knows we're coming.
Oh, yeah, sure. What the heck is that taxi?
Well, stop fussing, dear. We have plenty of time.
Yeah.
Got the tickets?
Oh, yeah.
When is Aunt Nancy going to meet us?
Tickets.
Next week, dear. As soon as she and Aunt Martha get certain things packed up and put in the attic so people can rent their house, then she'll come on to New York from Dodge Center and meet us.
I hope she doesn't miss the boat.
Yeah, I do, too.
So do I.
Where the heck is that taxi?
I'm hungry.
Well, we'll have lunch on the plane, you know, darling. So.
Do they give you food on the plane?
Sure. Oh, my heavens. This is Betsy's first plane ride, dear.
Yeah.
What is the matter with us? We've talked so much about the boat. It all happened so quickly. I mean, taking her along.
Yeah.
I don't know about it.
Yeah, that's your first plane ride. You're excited?
I guess so.
Get this, though. I tell you that this new generation is
people talk about planes the way they used to talk about trains. I mean, just take them for granted.
Well, I know, but golly, when I was going to take my first plane ride, I couldn't eat for a week. I was so excited. Here she is taking her first plane ride, then taking a boat to Europe. All the marvelous things she's going to see and do. And
Aunt Effie said, Betsy has really no idea. We haven't talked about it much in front of her because we didn't plan to take her. Can't really expect her to know.
I know. But even so, when you consider how few children her age have a chance to take a trip like this and...
Daddy?
Huh?
Danny Hughes is taking a nice trip. You know where her daddy is taking her? Disneyland.
Oh, well, that's nice. My dad, that's quite a trip way out there.
Is where we're going anything like Disneyland?
No, where we're going is not anything like Disneyland.
Honey,
would you take me to Disneyland sometime?
Well, dear. But for Pete's sake, we're taking you to Europe.
I don't mind going to Europe, Daddy. It'll be fun. It's just that sometime I wish you'd take me to Disneyland, too.
Of course, dear. Maybe someday we can.
She doesn't mind going to Europe. I just hope we're doing the right thing. That's all I can say. I want you to remember that I never really approved of the idea of taking her from the start.
Well, we didn't have much choice with nobody to leave her with. Besides, it isn't costing much more to take her, and I know it will be educational. Wait till she gets there, honey. I know Betsy, and I know she's going to love it.
Well, I hope so. That's all I can say. I hope so. I just hope that you have a good time, young lady.
But I will, Daddy. I'll have a good time just being with you and Mommy. I always have fun when I go with you, Daddy.
Oh, you do. Well, what are you going to do? Oh, well, that's good, honey. We'll have fun just being with you, too. There he is.
Oh,
okay. Come on.
Oh,
there's the taxi.
Hannah, come on.
Let's get to the airport. Yeah, all right, come on. Hey, Daddy, let Daddy help you fasten your seatbelt.
There's fire coming out of the engine, Daddy.
Oh, no, darling, that's all right. Don't you worry about that.
Good afternoon. I'm the stewardess, Miss Shipley. Do you have your seatbelt fastened?
Yeah, I think so, thank you.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Would you like some gum?
It's okay, Betsy, honey. You take some.
Is it free?
Yes, darling.
It's free.
Thank you.
What's your name?
Betsy.
Oh. Well, is this your first plane ride, Betsy?
Yes.
Well, I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, I like it already. Gee, three cars.
That's the answer.
Well, after we take off, Betsy, would you like to go up front and meet the pilot? See how he flies the plane?
Oh, yes. Thank you. Could I?
Yes, of course. I'll come back and get you. Fasten your seatbelt, madam. No smoking.
Who's Mommy?
She's right in back of us, darling.
I can't see her.
Yeah, she's right there.
Did she get some gum?
Yeah, I expect she did. Mommy, you get some free gum?
What? Oh, yes.
What's the matter?
I have a feeling I've forgotten something.
Well, too late now. We're off. Don't worry about it. Now, you watch out the window, Betsy. We'll be taking off in just a minute. You'll see the ground just sort of fading away, falling away from
us. Look at the funny hat on that lady in front of
us. Huh? Oh, look, darling, just watch out the window.
Her hat looks like an umbrella with a bird on top. Look!
Never mind the lady with the funny hat. Watch out the window.
Oh, I dropped my gum.
Oh, for Pete's sake, never mind your gum. Look out the window.
Dear, I just know I've forgotten something. I know there was something I must remember to pick up. Something we have to have.
Never mind the gum. Look out the window.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Back in 1946, a disc jockey doing a morning record show for a local Boston radio station got acquainted with the announcer who came on the show at regular intervals to report the news. Well, one day, the two men got to talking casually on the air, with results far from casual. The radio station gave them a show of their own. Since then, the two men have become nationally famous as a zany, whimsical comedy team. They're Bob and Ray, of course, whose special brand of comedy you hear every night, Monday through Friday, on CBS Radio. Bob and Ray are only part of CBS Radio's easy evening sound. George Burns and Gracie Allen bring America their memorable vaudeville routine. Andy Griffith is here, too, complete with one North Carolina drawl and many dry observations on the foibles of mankind. Completing this star roster are two longtime favorites, Amos and Andy. Tune them all in every weeknight on CBS Radio.
Just put the bag down right there, thanks.
Gee, Mommy, look, we've got a fire escape right outside our window.
Yes, it's going to be right over the kitchen. This is a sample of the hotel reservations your office gets, so I hope we have better ones in Europe.
That's fine. Here you are. Thank you.
Yeah,
oh, boy. Tip the taxi driver for all the extra luggage, then the doorman, then a bellhop to carry the bags to the desk, then a bellhop to take them to the elevator.
Money.
Money? Certainly. What do you think I tipped them with? What's the matter? Well, what is it?
What's the matter, Mommy?
My traveler's check. That's what I forgot. Oh, I got them yesterday when I was downtown. I had my brown purse that I'm not taking, and I thought I must remember to take them out and put them in the
bag. Oh, you...
I knew I'd forget something. What'll I do?
Who's got the keys to the house?
Aunt Effie does, but she's in Dodge Center. No. She was leaving her set of keys with your mother. Now, wait a minute. I left keys with Eleanor, too, yesterday. I gave Eleanor our extra set of house keys so she could drive over from time to time and check on things.
All right. Never mind. Get on the phone. Call Eleanor. Yeah. Tell her to get over to the house and get the traveler checks out of your purse and mail them to us here in New York. Thank heavens, there's plenty of time. We'll be here a week before the boat sails. Now what?
Can't remember what I did with my brown purse.
Oh,
you... Well, I mean, I can't remember exactly. It's there someplace.
Get on the phone. Tell her to look around until she finds it.
Yes. I knew I'd forget something.
Yeah, I knew you would, too. Boy, I tell you, at the beginning of our trip as an example, we're going to have a merry 6 weeks in Europe.
Oh, don't worry, Daddy. Relax. We're going to have fun.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Francie Myers and Evelyn Juster, and is produced by Walter Hart.